The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us. The pasuk says regarding Kabbalas HaTorah, V'yishyatsu v'tachtas ahar. And as the Marsha explains, the Gemara is concerned that if what the pasuk means to say is that Klal Yisrael stood at the bottom of the mountain in order to receive the Torah, then it should have said V'yishyatsu tachtas ahar. Why does it say "b'tachtes ahar"? Amr avdimi b'chama b'chasa. V'lamet shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem esahar kegigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over the mountain on Klal Yisrael like a turned over barrel. V'amlem, and he said to Klal Yisrael, "Im atem mekalim satayra, if you are prepared to accept the Torah mutav, memlav sham teik peraschem. If not, you will be buried right here under the mountain." Amar of Achba Yaakov, Mikam Moidor Rabbi L'Raisa. This Gemara shows that Klal Yisrael could say that we accepted the Torah under duress. And the halach is that if somebody is forced, if somebody is forced into a transaction and he wants to serve notice beforehand that he's doing this under duress, so he makes this Moidor. And here too, Klal Yisrael could say, if there'll be a claim against them, why don't they follow the Torah? They could say, we were forced into it. However, says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Avgen Hodu Kibluah. They did ultimately accept the Torah, Beratzen, willingly, B'meich HaShverish. The Ksif, Kimu V'Kibluah Yehudim. And here Tudor Mashah points out, the Pasuk should have said, Kiblu V'Kimu. First you accept, and then you follow through on your acceptance. Yet we find here the pasuk uses just the opposite wording. Kimu v'kiblu. We learn from here, kimu mash kiblu kvar. Here what they had accepted under duress previously, they now accepted willingly. This obviously, this Gemara, very famous Gemara, much has been said in regards to this Gemara. And there are essentially two different approaches in the Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. The Ritva approach in the Gemara is not that Klal Yisrael were forced to accept the Torah. We know, and we'll speak about this more in a moment, we know that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah willingly. They said, Nasa v'nishma. But rather, there was a lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach them by turning over the mountain and making this statement to them. Rashi and Tosfos, however, seem to learn the Gemara quite literally, and that the Gemara is indeed coming to teach us that Klal Yisrael did not want to accept the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force us to accept the Torah. Both Pshatim have many explanations, and we'll try to give some understanding, even some halachic understanding, into how this is to be understood. The Kli Yoker, picking up on the Ritva's Pshat, says that Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was trying to teach us that without Torah, we have no life. Sham teik furaschem. If you don't accept the Torah, you're buried. There is no real meaning to your life without Torah. In fact, I saw a beautiful pshat from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik taking this concept a step further. He says that the Gemara first begins by saying, Amat mekam was a Torah. That the mountain was turned over like a barrel, and then it turns in. Then it says Sham Teik Furaschem, like a burial place. So what was it, a makom kvura or a barrel? So he explains that a person in this world, could live a very limited existence. What is the example of a person living a limited existence? He says the example of a limited existence is somebody who lives in a barrel. You can live your whole life under a barrel, but you won't have much of anything being stuck under the barrel. What Klal Yisrael was being taught was you can live a life of being under the barrel, or you can live a life of growth. That's Vimlav. You can live under the Gigas, Vimlav, but if not, Shamtek for Askan. Without Torah, your life becomes very limited. Another pshat that I saw goes back to Gemara that we learned in Masechet Brachos on Daf Hei. The Gemara in Masechet Brachos says, "La'olam yagas adam yet toiva yet zahara." A person should try to have the yet toiv prevail. Im nitzchay, if it prevails, mutav. Mlaf, if not, how do we get the yet zahara? How do we get the better of the yet zahara? Yas b'toira. The Gemara says you should learn Torah. Yikra Krishma, say Krishma, and then the Gemara says, Yaskul Yom HaMisa. Yaskul Yom HaMisa, the Gemara seems to say, will certainly work. So all the Mefarshim ask, if Yaskul Yom HaMisa is such a powerful way of getting to prevail over the Yetzirah, so why bother with any other method? The answer is, because Yaskul Yom HaMisa, reminding a person of a death, is a very, very difficult way to live. Nobody wants to live constantly remembering that he's about to die. It brings to atzvus. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, "Im atam akamus haTorah, if you accept the Torah, mutav, great. And then you'll have ways of overcoming the Yetzer Hara, learning Torah, saying Krishma, which is a part of the Torah. Vimlav, but if you don't want to accept one of those ways of prevailing over the Yetzer Hara, shamtek for aschem, you will not have any other way but by, you will not have any other way but shamtek for aschem, by reminding the Yetzer Hara of your impending death. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah at that time, and the Mefarshim give this explanation along the basic explanation of Ritva in many different ways. Klal Yisrael at that time accepted the Torah under wonderful circumstances. They had just come out of Mitzrayim, they had the Mon, they had the Bizas Mitzrayim. So of course under those circumstances they accepted the Torah. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach him was that your Torah is not only to be learned when things are going good. Torah is to be learned under all circumstances. And that was the purpose of this new Kabbalah Satayra. The Kabbalah Satayra was to teach us that under all circumstances must we accept the Torah as it was given to us. Along the same line, that generation was prepared to accept the Torah. That was a generation that went out of Mitzrayim, a very great generation. But how do we know that in future generations, people will be on the Madrega to receive the Torah? For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force us that in all generations, Klal Yisrael must be connected to the Torah. But as we said, Rashi and Tosfos take this Gemara in a much more literal understanding. And Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn that the Gemara is actually saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu had to force us to accept the Torah. And therefore, of course, Tosfos, on top of the Amid, asked the question, didn't Klal Yisrael say Nasa V'Nishma? And if Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, so obviously they were very willing to accept the Torah. Why did they have to receive, what did they have to have now them being forced to receive the Torah? And furthermore, Tosfos in the next Tosfos in the Amid, on Maidar Rabba L'Raisa, says that there were different times in our history where Klal Yisrael Makabel the Torah, on Har Grizim, on Har Evel. Are we to say that all of those situations were under duress? And Tosfos seems to learn that yes, it was under duress. Why? Aide said Nasav and Nishma. So if Tosfos says Pshat, that Klal Yisrael, when they saw the fire of Kabbalah Satorah, the Eish, the Koilus, the Brokim, they got frightened. And they said to themselves, maybe this is not what we want to have. That's why they had to have the Kaf Aleim HaKigigis. So I saw that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky asks, so if so, why did the Torah have to come with Eish? Klal Yisrael, according to Tosfos, were ready to accept the Torah very willingly. Only because of the fire that they get scared. So don't make a fire and they won't get scared. Said Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Torah on a fire, Torah without fire, is not Torah. Torah, that is Torah. Eish, Koilis, or Brokim. They can't accept it any other way. The Maral gives a different explanation. He says that if it would have just been left, that we said Nasa V'Nishma, and then that would have been it. So let's say, somebody will say, you know what? My great-great-grandfather said Nasa V'Nishma. He accepted the Torah willingly, but I'm not ready to accept the Torah. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them to receive the Torah, to show them that the Torah wasn't optional. The Torah is something that they must receive. Going back to the pshat that Tosfos gave about the fire, and that frightened them, and we asked the question, so why did they have to have the fire? So we gave Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's pshat. But another pshat that I saw for Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was that there are two ways of serving Hashem. You could serve Hashem mehava, or you could serve Hashem meyira. And both are required in proper avodas Hashem. Without the fire is a kabbalah of ahava, but there's also a need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu meyira, and that is what the Eish represented. However, the Medrash Tanchuma has a whole different pshat. The Medrash Tanchuma says pshat that when Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, they only said regarding the Kabbalah, regarding Torah Shebiksav. Now, by Har Sinai, they became aware of Torah Shebal Peh. And he uses very powerful, beautiful words. Ve'ein loymeroisoi. Torah Shebal Peh is only learned by Mish Oiv as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'chol liboy, b'chol nafshoy, u'b'chol ma'oidoy. Somebody who loves Hashem with all his heart and all his soul and all his might. Somebody who wants to enjoy this world and have taiva and covet and honor doesn't have Torah. Only somebody who's ready to be Maisa Nefesh for the Torah. V'yesh b'tzar godl. Learning Torah could be difficult. There are hard gemaras. Shrei Meshul Kachoshech, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ha'am ho'holchim b'choshech ro or godl. Eilu bali Talmud shro or godl. Only after you finish learning with great diligence, with haravanya, do you see the or godl. And that's for that, Klal Yisrael said, that's not what we wanted to accept. And for that they had to have Kof Aleim HaKigigas, that they not only must accept the Torah Shebiksav, but they also must accept the Torah Shebal Peh. The Sfas Emes has a different approach. The Sfas Emes' approach is that we know the three Averis for which a person has to be Yehorig Val Yaver. He has to be ready to give up his life. Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, and Shfichas Damim. When Klal Yisrael originally accepted the Torah, they didn't realize that Torah requires giving up under certain circumstances one life. The Mashah says a different pshat. The Mashah says that Nasa V'Nishma is not considered a halachically acceptable mode of a Kabbalah. There are halachas that we learned and will learn what is considered a valid acceptance. Just using the words Nasav and Nishma are not considered a valid Kabbalah. And therefore, they never really accepted it properly, and that's why they had to have the Kafalei Ma'akigigas. The Hafla and many other Mefarshim I saw have a different shot. And the Hafla explains it in a very beautiful way. The Hafla says that there are two types of people that love another person. You can have friends that are good friends and care for each other, and you could have a parent. He said the difference between friends, the love of a friend to a friend, and the love of a parent, is that a parent doesn't care, no matter what it takes, will do anything for his child. On the other hand, a friend cares for his friend, will try to give his friend good advice, will try to be helpful to his friend, but it doesn't go to the same level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show Klal Yisrael, when I'm advising you to accept the Torah, it's not just a piece of good advice. It's like a parent to a child, that if the parent sees the child not doing the correct thing, then the parent will force the child to do what's correct. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach Klal Yisrael, it's not just a good thing, it's not good advice, it's necessary, it's life. Life without Torah is not life. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest, the Hafla says this pshat as well, that till now Klal Yisrael are only ready to receive the Torah, amnas l'kabel pras, in order to receive reward. Now they were ready to accept the Torah, even for this shloya amnas l'kabel pras. The forcing them was to teach them that they should accept the Torah, even if it doesn't involve getting any reward. Another pshat that I saw from the Klozmer Rebbe, that he says, he quotes, I think we might have quoted this Yismach Moshe as well in previous shiurim, that there seems to be a contradiction of Midrashim. If the Torah was given on Har Sinai, which is in the Midbar, we know, or was the Torah given on Har Moriah, which is where the Beis HaMikdash was built, which we know is in Yerushalayim. So the Yismach Moshe says that the Har Sinai and Har Moriah combined for that moment, and that's where the Torah was given. But why was it necessary for Har Moriah to come to Har Sinai and be at the same place for that moment of Kabbalah Torah? So along the lines that we just quoted our flaw, because what is the lesson of the Beis HaMikdash? The lesson of the Beis HaMikdash is that a person has to be ready to be Moisa Nefesh, to give up his life. That's what the Kabbonis are. And the lesson of the Kabbonis is that when somebody brings a carbon, he should think to himself that what's happening to this animal should have really happened to me. This concept that one has to be ready to be Moisa Nefesh for Torah, that is what we got on Har Sinai. And for that, we have to be forced, that we have to be ready to give up our life under all circumstances for the Torah. One other pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is that the Rambam says, a very famous Rambam, that the Gemara mentions many times in Masech the Gittin, that if somebody refuses to give a get, when the halacha is that a get must be given, kaifen oisai ad shiyomer roitzani. He forces him until he says, I'm ready to do it. And the Mefarshim ask, this Gemara seems to be self-contradictory. First we say, kaifen oisai, we force him, and then it says, roitzani, that I'm willing to do it. How do we reconcile these seemingly contradictory words? And the answer is, the Mefarshim say, because every Jew, the Rambam says, every Jew really wants to do what's right. Just the Yetzer Hara gets in the way. Kaifen oisai, we force him, atchi yom roitzani, until the Yetzer Hara should get out of the way. That concept, that Klal Yisro, that our inner being should be an inner being of really wanting to do what's right, That's what came by Har Sinai. By Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael received this new concept, this neshama, this holy neshama that Koifen Yisrael Ashi Yoyim Roitzani, that we have it in our DNA that we always want to do what's right. We always want to do what's Al Pi HaTorah. And in fact, the Rav Ruvein Bengis in his Sefer Leflagos Ruvein says we can answer with this another question. We know, the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah to all the nations of the world and they refused it. Only Klal Yisrael were ready to accept the Torah. So he asks, maybe if they would have been forced to receive the Torah, like Klal Yisrael was forced to receive the Torah, they would have received it as well. So the Pasha, the Teretz that the Rishonim already give, is that we know that the Umas HaOlam accepted upon themselves the Zay Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they don't follow those Zay Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So what's he going to force them to do more? They aren't even doing what they're currently supposed to do. That's one pshat that the Rishonim say. But he says a different pshat. He says that Klal Yisrael forcing them has a goal, has a purpose, because when we're forced, we're going to do what's right. On the other hand, when we're not forced, when the Umos, even if they're forced, it doesn't make any difference. And this concept that Rashi and Tosfos are learning the Gemara with, that we were forced to accept the Torah, is used in halacha on to discuss a number of halachic issues. One question is that we know the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, when they received the Torah, the pasuk says they were crying al mishpachaisam. They were crying because till now there were no rules about whom you may marry and whom you may not marry. And now at Kabbalah HaTorah, these halachas of Arayis came in. And Klal Yisrael were upset that they were now restricted on whom they may marry. So Mefarshim, the Maral, and many other Mefarshim ask that we know the halacha is Gershon is Gaya Kekotin Shinoi L'Dami. Halachically, when somebody becomes a Ger, he is considered like an entirely newborn person, and he has no relatives. So Klal Yisrael, we know, were all Gerim the Kabbalah HaTorah. So if they were Gerim, and we have this concept of Gershon is Gaya Kekotin Shinoi L'Dami, so they could marry all of their relatives. So why were they upset? So the Maral and the Kli Chemda and other Mefarshim suggest when do we say Gershon is Gaya Kekotin Shinoi L'Dami? That's only when the Ger accepted the Gers upon himself willingly. But by Har Sinai, as we're learning, they did not accept the Geris willingly, and therefore we don't say that it's not considered your typical Geris, where we say Gershon is Geir Kekotin Shinoi L'Dami. The Prashas Drachim asks a question. We know that the halacha is Dina de Malchus Adina. We have to follow the law of the land. And if we have to follow the law of the land, we certainly have to follow the law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu legislated, so to speak, that we must receive the Torah, how could they not receive the Torah? Why did they need to be forced to receive the Torah? So the Prashas Drachim says a very interesting pshat. He says that when is there a rule of Dina de Malchus Adina? That's only when the government legislates a rule that applies to everyone. But if the government legislates a rule that only applies to certain individuals, we don't say Dina de Malchus Adina. Here, this was a law that was only legislated for Klal Yisrael. And since it was a law that was only legislated for Klal Yisrael, not for the rest of the world, so we don't have a rule of Dina de Malchus Adina. But then there's a question. We know the Gemara in many places throughout Shas says that Teluya V'Zovin Zvina Zvina, that if somebody was forced into a sale, into a transaction. The transaction is very much in effect. So, and that's the halacha which is paskin in Shulchan Aruch Chayshim Mishpat Simen Reish Hey Sif Aleph. Because as the Shulchan Aruch and all the Mefarshim explain, if I entered into a transaction, I sold you something, even if I did it under duress, if you paid me, we have a full-fledged transaction. And since we have a full-fledged transaction, nobody could retract. So now the question is, the Gemara is saying that we had a right to claim that Mardor Rabbala Raisa, that we were forced into Kabbalah Satira, we didn't accept it willingly. The question is, the halacha, as we just said, is that even if you enter into a transaction unwillingly, that the deal is a deal. So one pshat that I saw, the Meches Yitzchak, I think, says this pshat. Meches Yitzchak says as follows. Why is it indeed the halacha that if a deal was done under duress, the halacha views the deal as a final deal no matter what? So he explains, because when two people do a transaction, so there's always the possibility, if there would be a possibility or a permissibility for one to say to the other, I really didn't want to do this deal, I did this deal under duress, so there would be no way to ever have business transactions in the world. I'll sell you something today, and then the price of what I sold you goes up. So I'm going to want to nullify the transaction to get a better price. And I say I did it under duress. So that's why the halacha is a deal is a deal under all circumstances. Says the Meches Yitzchak. When do we say that? We say that when two people are doing transaction, because I don't know what you're thinking and you don't know what I'm thinking. But that we only could say when something is being done between human beings. But when a deal is being done between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, Rabbis Machshavas Belevish, all of our thoughts are known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu really knew that Klal Yisrael weren't ready to accept the Torah. So there we can't say, you didn't know that I didn't really want to accept the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we wanted, and that's why there the halacha is that a transaction done under duress, Mador Rabba L'Raisa. The Chem de Shloima gives a different answer. He answers that there's a difference when a deal is done under duress if something is exchanged immediately versus if something is not exchanged immediately. He says, if a deal is done under duress, but the buyer and the seller each receive something in exchange, so there we say, Taluya v'zavin zvina zvina. But if it's done only for something that will come in the future, there we don't say Teloy V'Zovin Zvina Zvina. And in fact, that's the way the Mefarshim answer Astira in the Shulchan Aruch. Because in Chayshim Mishpat Simin Yudbei Sif Aleph, that if somebody was forced to compromise with his Baldin, and it was done under duress, he could say, I'm not prepared to follow through that compromise. Yet in Shulchan Aruch Chayshim Mishpat Simen Reish Hey Sif Gemel, Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a compromise was forced on an individual by Bezdin, it can't be nullified. So what's pshat? The answer is, it makes a difference if by the compromise he got something immediately. Their halacha is that there is no claim of duress. Whereas, if he didn't receive something immediately, it was only for a promise in the future, it's not considered something that the person has to accept. So the Gemara says that when did Klal Yisrael accept the Torah? Bahava, by Achashverosh, in the time of Mordechai v'Esther. So Mefarshim asks, why? What happened then that shows that we're ready to accept the Torah Bahava? So there are two pshatim that I saw. One pshat is that at the time of the Megillah, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves new mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Megillah, and Shaluch Manis, and Matanus Lavyoinim, all mitzvahs that we weren't commanded to previously. And there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody is a neighbor, you have two neighbors, I have a field amongst your fields, and you come over to me and you say to me, you want to build a fence together with me around the field. The halacha is, you can't force me to build a fence. But the halacha is that if you put up three walls of the fence, and after you put up three walls of the fence, I come and I put up the fourth wall, so then Magalvin loves a call. I can be forced to pay my share of all three walls. Why? Because by me putting up this fourth wall, I'm showing that I really want this fence here. And that's why now I can be forced to pay all of them. What happened at the time of the Megillah? At the time of Megillah, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves new mitzvahs that they never had before. By accepting upon themselves new mitzvahs, they showed that we really love doing mitzvahs. And that's why we're taking on even new mitzvahs. And the Gagmoff is a call that all the other mitzvahs that we accepted upon ourselves also now become mitzvahs that we're willingly accepting. Another pshat, and in fact this pshat answers a question that the Gemara says, when did they accept the Torah b'ahava b'mei achashverosh? And the Mefarshim asks, why doesn't the Gemara say in the time of Mordechai v'Esther? What does the Gemara say? Give the credit to Achashverosh. So the Sod Mefarshim explain that a necessary component for Kabbalah's HaTorah is Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. And as we know, when typically are Klal Yisrael unified? When we're in an Eis Tzara. That drives us together. B'mei Achashverosh, in the times of Achashverosh, that we were unified under the threat of this terrible enemy of the Jewish people, Hada Kabluah, we accepted the Torah, the Achdus drove us to Kabbalah HaTorah. But to complete our shir, one final pshat to the question that we've been discussing, why did Klal Yisrael have to be forced to receive the Torah? Didn't they say Nasa V'Nishma? So the Mefarshim explained, Klal Yisrael of course said Nasa V'Nishma. But when they said Nasa V'Nishma, they accepted upon themselves the Kiyum HaMitzvahs, the fulfillment of the mitzvahs that are stated in the Torah. But there's much more to Torah than just fulfillment of mitzvahs. What's necessary in Kabbalah's HaTorah is Limur HaTorah, learning Torah. And learning Torah under all circumstances, under all situations, that they had to be forced, that to be told, now your lives have a new life. We should now only have a life that revolves around Limud HaTorah, and that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us.